Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The alternative is forever becoming mainstream and vice versa. So currently making a rise is the acceptable cool thing to be doing, knitting. Not your classic scarf and fingerless gloves though. Ben Hope caught up with the founders of Craft Bomb to find out what's happening with the alternative craft crowd in New Zealand.
Some guys like to die if a gal does them wrong. And others lie awake and cry the whole night long. Some people lose a baby, they just throw a fit. But me, I just sit down and knit. I'm gonna knit.
Knitting to me was something always done by old women. Making cozies for teapots, scarves, and booties for babies. It's not for men or young people. But in a wave of retro rebirth, a like-minded social group have found knitting as a link to the heyday of DIY. Craft Bomb, a monthly alternative craft fair held at the end of every month in Auckland's Grey Lynn, opened my eyes to a world of knitting and craft where nothing is mainstream and scarves in a tea cosy won't even get you a stall. For organisers City and Carla, Craft Bomb has become a huge deal. They have to enforce strict rules on stall holders, ensuring that they're selling 100% handmade goods. They also have to make sure the goods are alternative enough and that people will actually want to buy them. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. What exactly is a craft bomb?
Well, it's an alternative craft market that we were already doing craft markets, but they were quite irregular. And one day we had the brilliant idea that we could do something that was regular to sort of showcase all the amazing crafters around.
Yep, because we wanted a regular income. And we realised that other crafters were in the same position, so we thought, if anyone's going to do it, we might as well do it ourselves, and it's our baby, and it's been growing ever since.
Cool. And what does Craft Bomb entail? What's there at a regular event? What happens?
We've got up to about 40 vendors each time, and they're making an array of crafts from knitting, crochet, embroidery, plushies, cupcakes, range of ages, but they've all got sort of like a quirky twist, so...
It's like old school crafts with a contemporary twist. Yeah, we're pretty picky about who we have as well and make sure that it's nothing too middle of the road.
Right, so you go for far end out there stuff?
Just stuff that's interesting, you know, not stuff that you'll see at every market.
Yeah, because you can do amazing stuff with crochet and knitting and embroidery. It's just, it doesn't have to be middle of the road. It can be quite out there. People are quite creative. So
as creators of this Craft Bomb Collective, what do they like to knit?
I'm pretty good at making granny square blankets that I make for friends' babies, scarves. Carla's just gone onto gloves.
Yeah, I've moved on to gloves now, and I've just started knitting bows, like bows to adorn things, and big kind of knitted hair bows, like crazy big things. But I'm definitely not up to scratch where my mum was. She was an amazing knitter, and I have trunks of crazy things that she's knitted with, you know, just, and she can do it just like that, you know. Whereas me, it takes me like an entire day to knit a pair of gloves.
Cool. And what about knitters at Craft Bomb? What sort of things appear there?
People knit plushies, people knit hair accessories, kids' clothes, jumpers.
One of our vendors was doing like record cushions, which is sort of more crochet, but sort of along the lines of knitting.
Yeah.
And big like chain. Like knitted chain necklaces and scarves and things like that.
Yeah, quite amazing stuff, sort of not quite the norm.
Hello, King Cole was a merry old soul. Whenever he was feeling down, he called for his needles and he called for his wool and he knitted himself a crown. Why, baby?
So where would you say knitting is in New Zealand at the moment?
I think crafting as a whole has gone like super mainstream. Like everyone's getting on this whole crafting buzz, and knitting is a part of that. Like, it's just become so popular, and you don't have to pretend you're like not a crafter anymore. You can sort of, people can know that you do it and it's okay. It's not like, you know, something that you could kind of keep quiet anymore.
Yeah, when we started, we were sort of, it was our secret thing we talked about, that we did it on the side, and now it's like mainstream people. Yeah. It's actually cool to knit, it's cool to craft. And
yeah, you don't have to sort of go, I sit home and knitted all night. You're like, yeah, I was knitting all night. It was cool.
Would you say where knitting and craft is at the moment is a fad? Do you reckon it'll stay as popular as it is, or will it fluctuate?
I think crafting does go through trends, in which we've seen coming in and out of Craft Bomb.
Yeah.
You know, like before it was owls, and like you couldn't get away from owls. Now it's all like beards and moustaches. and stuff like that. So it does have trends.
As in knitting, beards and moustaches.
You can buy them.
It's out there. And it's also, I guess it's what's in popular culture. I mean, there was a time when at Friends on the set of the TV show, they were knitting on breaks and movie sets. If actors and actresses start doing that, then people will pick it up, and then maybe embroidery will be the next thing. And so there is a little bit of that effect. People want to do what celebrities are doing, so they have an effect on whether it's cool or not.
I guess my assumption of who knits is based on viewing it in its older form. Acrylic wool available in black or grey or cream to make pointless things and to keep older idle hands entertained. Now with yarn available in many vibrant colours, new patterns that move away from scarves to full-on aprons, it's easy to see how it's all become younger, hip, and very much the new it thing for alternative like-minded people. But can those outside the circle get involved?
Yeah. Knitting's for everyone. It's a skill and it's what connects the generations. I mean, we learnt from our mums, they learnt from our grandmothers, and maybe one day we're going to teach our own children or friends' children.
Yeah. But in saying that, though, I think there's different styles of knitting. There is knitting that old people do, and there's knitting that people like us do. And like a few years back, I think it was Tracy Ullman, she was that comedian, she brought out a book of knitting, and she had so many crazy cool patterns. Like, she even had knitted bloomers, you know? So there's different styles more than anything.
Yeah.
Knitting is a definable, visible skill that sets you apart until it rises up from being something you hide to proudly creating knitted afros for all of your friends.
We're gonna knit right now. Everybody's gonna knit. Now listen to me. You're all gonna need 24 1-ounce balls of purple wool. You're gonna need 14 inch number 10 size knitting needles, all right?
It was our mothers and our grandmothers.
Both of us.
It's one of those things that's handed down through the generations.
And what do you enjoy most about knitting?
Oh, I guess creating something from nothing. It's quite relaxing. You can get sort of into a groove with it, just sitting there in front of the TV. If you're really skilled, sometimes you have to actually concentrate and watch what you're doing, but something amazing about making something out of wool. And
But it's also one of those things, because it's been something that's passed down, it's one of those things that will never, it'll never kind of go out of fashion or out of touch or anything, and it's just so old, it's kind of nurturing and comforting and snuggly and nice.
And you take the other needle in your left hand. You're all gonna knit a T cozy, all right? All right, now here we go. Now you listen. You insert the right hand needle from the back to the front between the first and second stitches. On the left hand needle, you bring the front of the loop on the second stitch to the back of the work. Now knit the loop. Oh, I like that, baby. Then you knit the first stitch from the front of the stitch. You slip both stitches off the left hand needle and you repeat the row. Why, yeah? We gotta knit. Oh yeah, baby.
Knitting, as a generational hand-me-down, sounds marvellous. It seems that teaching your children to knit is the perfect way to connect with them, in a shared skill that they can then pass on to their kids or friends, creating a shared love of making something from nothing.
Now pull the second stitch on the left-hand needle and you leave it on the needle. Then you pull the first stitch on the...
If you're in Auckland and want to pick up a cross-stitched medal to award your stink-footed friends, or for best moustache on a lady, check out the next Craft Bomb at the Greyland Community Centre on the 29th of May. Or look around your local craft fair for things like these, or better still, make them yourself. That was Ben Hope. After the break, new music from Scratch 22.